Welcome back, my Rectees, to another episode of Correct Opinions with your boy and Jake Triplett. We have a great episode again today. Recapping a bunch of cities we've been to, as well as a bunch of loud noises that came from Katie's in my dressing room.
Yes, I had to hear those not knowing what was going on, and it made me uncomfortable. We'll get into that today. We'll also get into one of the thirstier boys I've seen on TikTok recently, and also maybe a thirsty minor who just sat next to me on an airplane.
Oh,
let's get into it.
Okay, roll music.
Correct opinion.
Another weekend in the books of the RE Field Tour. Thanks,
yes,
everyone.
We are back. We just landed and we're recording a pod, and the thighs are not out to play today. It's a little chillier here.
Fall is here. Every two real things every year. I'm like, is the groundhog going to pop out? And when do Jake's thighs go away? That was a bittersweet day. Bittersweet days.
Yep. It's like the end of a semester. It's like, well, that was fun. I had some teachers I liked, some I didn't. It's time to switch it up.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, we are back from... I just waved
to your thighs.
Thank you. We're back. We had a heck of a run. Five cities, seven shows, two thighs, two boys, 18 oatmeal cream pies. Yeah.
You do the math. It was great. We went all over the place. I don't even know what direction anything was, but we ended up there. And
we went through the Middle East a lot. I remember that.
The Middle East.
We were in the Middle East briefly in Ohio, which is great.
They love the people of the Middle East.
Yeah, I don't care what you see on the news. There's a lot of peace in the Middle East.
They're
very friendly people there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Cleveland was awesome. Milwaukee. Fun fact about them, everyone in Milwaukee is drunk at all times, I think is what we learned from the Milwaukee show.
That is correct.
It was a Wednesday night.
Doesn't matter.
It does not matter. I mean, Trey and I have started to do this enough where we kind of like expect certain things, like a late show, it might get a little rowdy. A weeknight show might be a little tame. Not in Milwaukee.
No, I got picked up by a woman. It was an impressive lower body strength.
She is doing some sort of Kayla Itzines CrossFit something. Not all natural.
Something, because as I was up in the air, I was both very concerned but impressed.
It reminded me of the Wizard of Oz scene.
These were no Jake thighs.
These were tougher to put away. You were raising up in the hot air balloon. You're like, put me down, me down. I'm not supposed to go yet. Where's Toto?
Whoa. met a lot of great people. It's hilarious. I've experienced my first. We've had our first proposal out of Trey Kennedy.
How did I forget about this? Yes. This was...
Yep. After the show, meet and greet, these two walk up, the couple, in their 20s, and the guy goes, do you mind if I do something really quick? Which is all typically a scary ask from a stranger. If they go, do you mind if I do something
real quick? I'm about to do something.
Am I in danger? Or I've already been lifted. And he just drops to a knee, and I was like... I felt like I did a decent job not being awkward. I didn't know what to do.
I would not have known.
But then you saw the crowd react. So I was just, then I was a hype man. So
yeah.
I was like, yeah, make some noise.
Looky there. Look at this. Man. This guy's about to do something.
He's about to do it. And I don't know when the wedding is, but I should probably officiate it.
Do you want to share any of the other details about the proposal?
And then I overheard the guy goes, I don't have the ring yet, but I'm going to get it. And I trusted him.
Yeah. I mean, he's promising to be with her for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Surely he can also get the ring.
Right.
Two promises.
And one day he's going to go two for two. She was very happy. And then we got a fun photo. And thank you for coming to the show.
That was very special. Should that lead us into our new segment? Do we want to start this episode off with?
We're going to... New little segment. We thought this would be fun. Have you ever been in a little group of friends? You give your highs and your lows. Very youth groupy thing to do. So I thought it'd be fun. We'll start each episode with that. It's a fun segment. So get us going, Jake.
It's not highs and lows, though. It's funs and the runs.
Funs and the runs.
Isn't that what we decided?
Yeah, okay. Whoops and the poops.
The whoops and the poops.
Where the funds and the runs.
The mountains and the valleys. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going funds and the runs. I'd say the runs for me this trip, other than something close to the actual... Yeah, let me just use that. A more literal one yesterday was when back-to-back I went salmon for lunch at a sports bar in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Had that for lunch.
Bold.
And then immediately went to just a massive chocolate ice donut about an hour later.
Right.
And you guys didn't see me for a couple hours.
Right. Talk about the runs.
It's like, everything okay? I was like, yep, just needed a little time. I just to myself.
Taking a nap.
Yep. Taking a nap on the toilet and then later in the shower horizontally just to kind of clean myself off.
Yeah. Those are the worst when you're like, I've just got to hop in the shower after this. This has been a disaster.
I hope they have hot water.
Yeah.
I'm going to need something to get rid of this bacteria.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of that, I think two of our five cities did not have hot water. So I was a cold boy.
That's my low. Taking some cold showers felt like one of those like TikTok entrepreneurs. Like, cold showers only. Challenge yourself.
6 a.m.
It is kind of rejuvenating. Rejuvenating, but horrible.
Here's something... every week we're going to have something on the show, apparently, where I notice something weird at the time and I don't bring it up until we're on the podcast. Last week it was, are you and Katie in the same bunk? I'll just ask later. This week it was...
We weren't. This time.
This week it was noises that somebody was making from the shower.
Yes. Oh, I literally was making that joke to her because, you know, our dressing room's right close. So I was showering and Katie was... you know, getting ready in the bathroom or whatever, and it was cold shower time. So I was in there and I was just going, ah! You know, you'd like jump in the water for a second and be like, and you run out and be like, woo.
But from my perspective, okay.
All right, I gotta go again. You go, woo.
Oh, I'm done. I'm all done.
That's it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I got to get out of in another quick.
I'm glad it didn't last longer. Holy cow.
I feel way better, though. Once you're done, it feels really good.
Ooh.
Verbatim, all things I was shouting. I literally made the joke to her. I was like, they can for sure hear all this. It sounds ridiculous.
Okay, so to give you even more context, not that you need any, but we were in basically like a locker room. It was like we each had like our own room, but not far off from like the group prison showers. There's like five shower heads in one room, very open. Uh-huh. I think all of us were like, this is a weird place to shower. Right. But on top of that, Katie is wanting to shower. And so it's like, hey, you know, PSA, Katie is showering. No one leave your room.
I like had to stand guard. No one enter any of, there's like four doors that enter
that could
this.
Lead you to the public shower. So it's like, I'm going to stay put. I'm not leaving this room until Trey himself comes in here and tells me it's over. So as far as I know, Katie is showering. Next thing I know, I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's just because it's cold.
I was like, ooh.
It felt rejuvenating.
Yeah, so that was maybe the runs for me a little bit there.
That's good.
Having to hear that 20 minutes before showtime.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And to top it off, you guys did find the hot shower head. It was the fifth one over.
Right.
I only tried the first three.
You only tried the first three.
Yeah, what was it? I'm the idiot.
Right.
I should have kept trying.
So those are your runs?
Okay, sorry.
Those are your funds?
No.
What did you say?
Those were two runs I had.
Okay, some runs I had was, like I said, the cold shower. Also having maybe my first ever night terror. We slept. Did you hear me?
No.
We're sleeping in the bunks, and... It is cozy and pretty comfortable, but you just kind of feel like you're in a coffin. And I guess I had some kind of dream where I felt trapped. So then I woke up and it's pitch black, right? And I think I felt like I was trapped. And then I like sat up and all you feel is like walls around you. And I was just like, get me out of here! And then I finally like hit the curtain to realize, like, come to where I was. And I was just like, oh my God.
Okay, I'm just in the Middle East. It's fine.
Oh. We're fine.
Thank God.
Very safe here. Except during voting time, swing state. So that was...
The night terror is tough.
Those are never fun. So those are my runs. My funds would be, if I could pick one moment from the whole weekend, would be getting to chat with the voice of the general car insurance.
I was going
to
say that if you did it. We had three celebrity sightings.
We had several celebrity sightings, perfect for our type of show. I met this man. His wife was like, he does the general. I was like, no way. And you could tell he knew what I was going to ask next. So he just went right into it. He's just like, for a great role late, you can save all time. Go to the general and save some, or whatever it is. And it was sounded fantastic.
He totally believed him.
Oh, absolutely. What if you just do it? I think I can pull it off. Like fun fact about Trey, he's touring the country and the general car insurance.
He does that. He is actually, he puts a...
Save some time! I need to work on it.
He puts a bald cap on. He's the guy in the Six Flags commercials. That's him too. And we're like, oh, I guess I've never really looked at it that close. I guess that's him.
Yeah, I could see that. They're both spindly.
You could tell anyone you're from a commercial. No one's paying that close of attention.
I know. He didn't know Shaq, though.
They bummer.
Hang out, I guess.
Different shoot days, yeah. I guess. But yeah, we had general voice guy. Same show. We had The Bachelorette from 2005.
Yes, right? Bachelorette season 3.
Something big like fan. That. I was like, oh, that's that? Cool. Then like you were like, dude, you got a picture with her. I was like, did I? You're like,
she gave me a rose. She didn't do that.
Would have been nice.
And I met the mayor of Reading. Pennsylvania.
West Reading.
West Reading.
Maybe they're different. I don't know.
Probably different.
He specified.
Take that. What's your funds?
My funds would probably be, it's more of just an actual like funds thing. 2 days ago, I'm on the golf course, already having a great round. You know, vibes are up.
Right.
And then I get a text from my realtor, two syllables, I'm getting better. Mm-hmm. And he says, you got the house. And I was like, oh yeah. I put an offer on a house yesterday.
Hmm.
That's probably what he's talking about.
That's pretty funds.
That is funds. That's what I texted him back. How funds? And I was like, yeah, sorry. I just had a Polish sausage.
You're like a super fun Tums stopping my runs.
That's right.
Yeah, I took a while to get that out.
So anyway, it's kind of fun when like, it's funds. Sorry. When closing on a house and buying a house is like the third most exciting thing happening in your life right now. You know, I would put comedy tour first, meeting the general second.
Right.
Let's see. Probably the oatmeal cream pies third. Just the fact that those are just there on demand. Mm-hmm. That's been huge for me. And then, yeah, buying a house fourth. The round of golf fourth that I was having. And then buying a house fifth. So, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Funds.
Funds. I think we have to mention another funds. It's got to be Barbara from last night.
Okay, yeah. To just give all the details of the weekend. Met a lady named, we brought up a 69-year-old woman on stage.
Yep.
Who was a lot of fun. It turned out she had written a book about her experience with COVID. And one of the chapters was devoted to the content. She's like, Trey Kennedy videos helped me while I was gasping for life. So,
the chapters were just like different things that she wrestled with or loved during her battle with COVID. So like some would just say like, I don't know, faith. Mm-hmm. And then the other one would say Ellen DeGeneres.
Is it real?
Yeah. And then the next one would say Trey Kennedy. That was the name of a chapter.
Yeah. We should have read the Ellen chapter. What do you think it said? She didn't do it.
I believe her. There's no way.
I finally see it now.
She did have a chapter called Race, and I think I Finally See It Now was actually in that chapter.
No, it was, she was dull. She was a lot of fun, and I just love older women. Not like that.
No, they're sweet.
They're just sweet. You know?
Yeah. They're like, she was awesome. I got to hold her hand up the stairs.
Pastries and wisdom.
It was awesome, too. I mean, out of, 1,200 people, we could have chose anyone to come on stage. We choose Barbara. Probably, I don't want to say for sure, probably the only person in that room who'd also written a chapter about you in a book. So
that we know of.
Kind of crazy odds.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was great, man. We had a lot of fun. Went around, did all sorts of stuff again. Jake slept till 1, which was really impressive.
Yeah, I slept pretty late on multiple days. There were also days where I felt like the highway had turned into some sort of wave pool. And I was getting air in my bunk.
Uh-huh.
Like, how is this happening?
There were some wild bumps. I felt like he was playing with us.
Yeah.
He hit the rumble strips a few times. Yep. I was like, that's a classic. Come on. Your buddy falls asleep, you hit the rumble strip.
Wake him up. Yeah, it's like in The Office when they're like, one day Michael complained about hitting a speed bump on the highway. I wonder who he ran over then.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Mark.
Well, whenever I'm driving on a road trip, I get very upset if my passengers sleep, right? I'm doing the hard part. We need to have fun here. So maybe our bus driver was similar.
Possum Mark was like, hey,
hey,
I'm doing everything.
I'm doing, this is boring. It's 5 a.m. Hello. Just keep hitting those rumbles.
Somebody come talk to me.
All right. We're coming.
I want to talk about postage stamps going up in price.
Yeah. Possum Mark. What animal kind of is half and half? I feel like that's you.
Like an amphibian?
No.
Frog.
Not like the showers.
Okay.
You're part nocturnal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I would be a night owl, right?
No, they're nocturnal.
Okay. Well, okay. What animal stays up late?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm running through the database of animals. I think they're on a pretty rigid schedule.
They really are.
Maybe like a...
They're disciplined.
A caterpillar who's nervous to go into his cocoon. Like his cocoon date is coming up. He's like, oh, two weeks. Like, I'm nervous. I have anxiety.
All of us, we've had experiences where you might stay up too late. Mm-hmm. You're up at 3 a.m. You ever seen a possum during the day? When do they let loose? There's like, I've got to get to bed.
When did they let loose?
Yeah.
If they do, it's underground. It's not with us, I don't think. Mm-hmm. We'll ask Mark.
Right.
We'll ask Mark. Feels like we just saw Mark. He walked us into the hotel last night.
He did.
Which I was like, I don't think.
He's heading out to start his day.
Yeah. To the town. Let's see. What else we need to talk about? Not only is Milwaukee drunk all the time, they love Jeffrey Dahmer a little too much. Learned that.
That's where he's from, huh?
I don't know if it's where he's from, but it's where he did his deeds. And they like it there. Like, I think, like, it's like, remember they were telling us, they're like, oh yeah, that's the Dahmer Museum. That hotel is where he threw a woman in a refrigerator. They still preserve the fridge that she was in. You know, it's like.
The upstairs suite is pretty nice, $1,200 a night, but it's worth it because he sat down with a fork and knife and ate a glute.
Yeah.
Right there on the table.
A lot of Dahmer, just museums and memorabilia. Was in Milwaukee. That's what I remember about Milwaukee.
He didn't cook them. Did he eat it raw?
I don't know.
That's almost weirder than just... What's weirder, eating human flesh or eating raw flesh?
Eating it raw has got to be weirder. So you're not even trying to pretend like, hey, no, just try it. Like, trust me. You know, eating it raw is like, clearly this doesn't taste good. You have a problem.
I don't think there's been a story of a cannibal who's like what if you went over a guy's house, you're like, kind of like with most serial killers, they're like, we had no idea. They seem like a normal guy. You go over your buddy's house, he's taking up cooking. Hmm. Wow, what he's doing with this is amazing. You're like, you guys gotta try this. He's, you know, reverse seared this nice filet, and you're like, this is unbelievable. He's like, well, it's Carly.
Huh.
And you gotta wrestle with that. But you're like, well, at least he's you're preparing it really well.
Is this medium? You did do this medium well? This is just how I like it. Mm-hmm. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Huh. It's Carly.
The demi-glaze. It's nice.
Yeah, I would... I would try it. I would try it once.
What do you think it tastes like?
I've heard that if you're going to eat a human, like if you have to, like if you're stranded, it comes to that time, the butt is where you want to go. Yeah. It's pretty tangy.
Well, it depends, right? I feel like... You would go for a pretty penny because you would taste like Twinkies and peanut butter, you know?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
They
had a little oatmeal cream pie on the finish.
At the DMV, when they ask if you want to be an organ donor, that's what I have in mind. I'm like,
Someone deserves this.
They deserve to try this.
Trust me. They'll be delicious.
I haven't been eating.
It's not to eat the organs.
They're like, no.
No, look. I want to donate it, but I want someone to try me.
Try me. I haven't been going to Chick-fil-A 3 times a week for 10 years just to not donate my skin.
Yeah.
Okay? I want somebody to have it. Somebody in science.
I sleep on a bus. It's like massaging me all night. It's basically Wagyu. So let's figure it out.
Speaking of food on the trip, should we talk about pizza time real quick?
Sure.
I loved pizza time.
Pizza, out of nowhere. That's always... Did I suggest it?
We'd been in the same bar, but like you had some childhood friends that were there. I had some friends that were there, so we were separate. We both kind of get done talking with the friends at the same time. We meet out on the sidewalk, and you just and I'm starving, and you just go, "Is it pizza time?" And I was like, "Oh,
yes, that
you nailed it."
Nothing feels better. When you just say nailed that, it. And you get everyone was like, "Yes."
I was like, okay. "It is exactly pizza time." I just checked the watch.
We're in Joliet, wherever that is, and I'm like, I'm calling. I call first. Pizza Hut, but I call the wrong one. Okay. It's like miles away. So I was like, that's not gonna work. So then I call a Domino's, and I order over the phone. He's like, trying to take my card. He's like, we don't take card. Do you have cash? I'm like, I do. And I was like, that was it. I go, bye. And like, he didn't take my number. They didn't get any kind of confirmation. I said cash.
And it's like, we're at a theater, but we're parked in a weird parking lot kind of next to
bus.
It. Yeah.
So 10 minutes, 20 minutes. He told us 30 minutes, 40 minutes go by.
And now it's midnight. They close at midnight.
I can't even call to check.
They're closed.
I lose hope. I make a turkey sandwich.
Alan loses hope.
It's pretty nice.
He starts, he's digging into the chips and salsa. Tour manager Tom loses hope. He's got a Clif Bar hanging out of his mouth.
Out of nowhere.
And I say no. Jake, I'm hanging on.
I believe.
I haven't eaten dinner. I've had nothing but cream pies and peanut butter.
And I get a call from a random number 10 minutes later. She arrives. And when I try to pay in cash, she goes, I don't have any change. So then I was really mad. It's like, whatever. But we had the... and I still... Hey, that turkey sandwich didn't stop me from eating the pizza.
You did great. Just
doubled up.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. The vibes were so high. Especially when you wait, when you like believe in something that you don't even believe in, and then you get rewarded. It's like, man, I deserve this.
Yeah, it was better than buying a house.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
I'd put that fifth. Getting the house was sixth. Uh-huh. Pizza time. Man.
There's nothing like it, man. Just dropping that. I try that with Katie a lot. She's a very healthy girl. I'll be like,
yeah, it sucks.
Is it a pizza night? No, and that's never a yes. Once a year, I get a yes, and it's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay.
You start saying, oh, oh. 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 Ah! Whoa! It's pizza night.
Oh, that makes sense. It tingles me everywhere.
Something else that's kind of been fun on the tour that's just become a recurring thing is not disclosing any information of who we are or what we're doing there. It's kind of just an unspoken thing. We get in an Uber. I mean, this has happened multiple times already. You guys are headed to theater. Who's in town tonight? Trey Kennedy. Oh, awesome. Never heard of him. Yeah, we're going to go see him. Yeah. You're like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I love the airport shuttle lady this morning. She's like, are you with the comedian?
You guys are the comedian workers. Are you with the comedian workers?
I don't know who he is, but.
I don't know who
I don't know who he is.
I've never heard of him.
You're with him? She's talking to me. I'm like, yeah. I don't know who. It's like, okay. Me neither. It's just been a nice default for my career for years an Uber driver who's 62 years old.
Yeah.
I don't need to go down the road of, well, I'm performing. What are you doing? Comedy. Well, what? Tell me about it. Are you on TikTok? I wasn't about to explain to our 75-year-old Uber driver who had his shirt unbuttoned.
Yeah.
How it works. Happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Last time
he didn't understand much of anything.
He did not. The security guard last night, we walked into the theater in Reading. He's like, I need to see some ID.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, really?
What? I don't.
Yeah. And Alan goes, yeah, it's right there. And he points to a giant, 10 by 15 foot Trey's name and face on a poster right behind him. He's like, there's his ID. And the guy's like, oh, nice.
Nice.
All right, come on in.
Come on in.
Yeah. We told somebody that we were stage hands. Who was that? I forgot who that was. It was Joliet Golf. Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the venues hooked us up with a round of golf. So the guy's like,
oh, you got hooked up at the theater.
What's the deal here? You guys work for the theater, whatever. Like, yep. And he just threw it out.
I was like, yeah, we're stagehands. This is Alan. He does lighting. Trey, he does all the sound design. I do kind of the music cues. It's fun. It's fun. It ain't much, but it's honest work.
Yep.
Three stagehands.
That's what we did. Yeah, it's just easier that way.
I like it. I'm going to
keep like it
diving more into my character as the music cue stagehand guy.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have, a wife and kids that I miss that are back home that,
Yeah.
I give up this job.
The world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You know, that's why I eat so much pizza out here. She doesn't let me have it.
Yeah, normally I wouldn't.
Normally I wouldn't, but when else can you have oatmeal cream pies for breakfast? How was meeting all the people? You go out in the lobbies and good vibes out there?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's in a way, it's kind of an indication of how well I did that night. Second show in, where did we do? Whatever, it doesn't matter. There was one show, not a ton. I was like, oh, second show in Buffalo. I was like, I have to be just better.
People walking by you. Yeah. Dude, you suck.
I got to be better.
Oh, this guy stinks.
No, I think it was, you know, it was a late night. They
be glad to get home.
No, but last night was awesome. It was by far the most people who've ever, like, wanted to meet me after the show. Someone gave me socks. Somebody gave me
someone did tell me that. He's like, where's Jake? I have socks for him. I was like,
excuse me?
Hmm?
Socks? Yeah. Socks.
I want to sock it to him. You, excuse me, sir?
There were a few people who...
Knock his socks off?
Yeah, wanted to do that.
Yeah.
There was one woman who... Well, I don't know. Oh. She went through you to get to me, and you didn't exactly ward her off by any
means. Oh, it's hilarious. I
mean, you waved her home. Exactly where, you were the third base coach.
Go, keep going.
Do you want his phone number? I could tell you. He just bought a house. I don't know his address, but I will find it for you.
Is he single? Because I'm very single. This is almost what she said. She could have been a voice actor too.
You did 50 Shades of Grey audiobook.
Where is he? I want to suck him. He's right there, man. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. So.
Oh, it's gold. I love that.
Appreciate
I think it's going to be a new
there.
Bit I have when Katie's on the road. We'll be in different bunks at 3 a.m. You'll just hear me start making noise. So you guys can, like, amongst yourselves be like, guys, I mean, I'm happy to be here. I'm glad, like, Trey's having me out. But I'm going to, like, if he keeps, what are him and Katie doing? I hear them. And Katie will have no idea. She'll be humiliated. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I think once a week you need to do something that makes me, like, quietly question if I should be here. Yeah. Like, I don't think he knows that I'm here.
Yeah. No, you just hear me yelling, Kate, no, Kate.
Katie,
I don't want to be the girl. I don't want to.
What's the point of having a safe word if you're going to pretend you don't hear me?
Excuse me. I'm saying it. Calamari. Calamari. Just hear that in the middle of the night. Just have the merch person being like, dude, what's going on?
Get me out of
it's
here.
It's making me very uncomfortable.
Calamari is a good safe word.
Yeah,
though.
It is.
You could totally interject it in a normal sentence. You know,
yeah,
people
absolutely.
Wouldn't even know.
Anyone else craving calamari? So, yeah, be looking forward
anyway,
to that.
It's been fun to meet people. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, real talk, it is fun to have so many people be like, I love the podcast every Wednesday with you and Trey.
So oh,
like,
good.
Thank God people are listening. Because, you know, we do this in a basement. Yeah. I know that Derek likes
I've
it.
I've never checked to see if anyone downloads it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
We do this for nobody. I seem to laugh, but I'm like, I don't know. If people are enjoying this, if they're listening, is this even getting uploaded? I think people are
Derek's
listening.
Doing a great job.
They really like it. There's a lot more people listening than I thought.
It's good. A few jean shorts love.
Yeah. Yeah. Some guy last night was like, I'm wearing my jean shorts for the channel. I was like, oh, right nice. On.
The sock guy?
Sock guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sock guy.
Jason. Shout out Jason.
Yeah, Jason. That was his name. I remember Jason now. I met him too.
There was somebody who was like, they're coming to me like, I just want to say, a lot of people say this, which is really nice. Like, I love when you giggle on the videos. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, and then some like mama's like, I love the videos that you're in, like the whatever. And I was like, well, we just kind of started a newer channel. Like, I'm in like almost all the videos. She's like, oh, that's awesome. Cause I love like the recent videos you guys have done, like the people pleasers and the small talk. And
yeah,
I was like, oh, like, that's the one.
You've
seen it. You're definitely a subscriber already. So, but yeah. Hey, thank you.
It's great.
Totally.
I went and grabbed some coffee in one of the towns, and this girl working in the shop recognized me. She's very nice. She's like, oh my gosh, you're so funny. I was like, thank you. She's like, what are you like? Thanks for coming. What are you doing? I was like, oh, we have a show tonight. She's like, oh, that's awesome. I was like, yeah, there's tickets. You should come. She's like, what? Oh, like, what time is it?
Oh, like tonight? Oh, shoot.
Oh. Okay, do you think I'm funny or not? Because it's, you came at me saying I'm the funniest guy you ever met. Uh-huh. And like,
it's going to be how long?
It's going to be tonight. Well, I just, ooh. Sunday's kind of my laundry night.
It could rain. I don't like driving in the rain. And I have astigmatism.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet someone else who was like, I'm your biggest fan. Like, what are you doing in town? You're like, I have a comedy show tonight. Like, oh, so I think I have tickets to that.
Yeah. I met a lot
of forgot.
I met several people who, because to the shows that went on sale like 2 years ago, they'd be like, yeah, we didn't even know we had these till like a week ago. We forgot.
Got an email. Wow, so okay. Thank goodness.
It's so funny. It's like saying to people like, I know you guys, we've all been waiting so long for this. It means so much to me. You've just waited so patiently. And people are like, oh, we don't even remember.
Yeah.
This wasn't even on our radar. I just got an email. So.
Luckily, you put up that Instagram story today. Or we would not be here.
Right. So, but it's cool.
It's cool that they came.
I got tagged in a photo where on Saturday, some guy who I believe got drugged there by his wife was streaming a game on his phone. What was that? So we've all been there.
The guy that I picked on last night in the front row was straight up not looking at me when I called on him. I mean, I had opened the show.
It was like a kid in class. Like, oh, my gosh. Whoa.
17.
Calamari.
I'm like, what could you possibly be looking at other than me? I don't think that's that much to ask. Like, I am performing. It's a solo show. You're just looking off into the distance. Yeah. You, sir, with ADD. Hey, what's your name? He's a nice guy, though. Shout out Rich. Which was great.
With the names.
Yeah, Rich in the front row. I feel like that made sense.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wasn't he military?
Yeah, ex-military.
You couldn't make fun of that, huh?
But me saying I couldn't make fun of it still got a big laugh.
Oh, that's good.
I was like, okay, look Rich.
Take that.
Take it.
Rules.
That's fun.
Just make fun of them. Why'd you join the military, man? Couldn't decide what else to do. I remember just as like, boo, dude. All right, sorry.
I just normally I crack a joke here based off his job. I froze.
Yeah.
There was an actual comedian that we performed with. This is probably like 6-9 months ago. And he had a part in his set where he talked about being ex-military. So he comes off stage and we're talking to him and we're like, I assume you're actually ex-military. You're not just doing a stolen valor bit on stage. He's like, yeah, I am. And so Alan, our friend, the keyboardist who comes with us, he's like, oh, dude, thank you for your service, man. And the guy immediately goes, you know, I actually used to have a bit where I talk about how much I hate when people thank me for my service. And we all just go really quiet. Is he joking? Or he's like, yeah, it's just kind of one of those things. You just hear it enough. You're just like, dude, you don't need to say that. Mm. And then next thing you know, now we're apologizing. Yeah. Like, sorry that I said thank you for your service.
Get a real job, idiot.
Do you want us to make fun of you?
Yeah,
in that moment, I was like, I'm going to thank him for a service, but maybe he's one of those guys who doesn't want to be thanked.
Jeez.
Thank you for... I've been to the Middle East.
Yeah, I've been in the Middle East.
Just freeze.
I've been in the thick of it. Scary place.
Kind of the same.
It's tough to get pizza late at night.
I want it to be pizza time.
We get it. Yeah, it is kind of, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to say thank you for your service anytime you meet. Have you met a military person and not followed up with thank you for your service?
I'm sure I probably have, just whether it being like scared or unconfident or like, I don't know if he's paying attention to me or I don't know if I can get the words right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It was either that or like, you ever killed a man? Those are the defaults.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yay or nay.
It's great we're respectful to that. That deserves probably the most respect of all the jobs, but what if other, couldn't we do the same with other jobs?
Like, yeah.
Every time you meet.
I do custom cakes. Oh my gosh. Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, huh? Every morning.
Every morning. Thank you for... You start saying thank you for your service to people when they tell you random jobs. Like, oh, does he think I make cakes for the Navy? I'm a chef in the military. It's like, thank you for your service. It's like, I'm the chef, though. I'm not...
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr. in that movie. Yeah, no,
thanks
I get
for
it.
Keeping our flag flying. I just make them souffles. But you're in the military.
Thank you for keeping our flan flying. I think that's what I meant to say.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm gonna write that on every time I go to a restaurant and I have like a waiter or waitress. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Underline service. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I guess
little, you know, American
what?
Flag.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that more. Actually, it's kind of nice.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know what we were talking about, but
I don't either.
People at shows. I don't know.
Is that what I should have said to the mayor when I met him?
Thank you for serving. Service. Yeah, that
what?
Is pretty cool. You met the mayor.
Not to brag.
Although I met, forgot to bring this up.
Ooh.
Quick story. I'm on stage. I'm doing my set. I'm like towards the very end of it. And I mentioned that I live in Kansas City. Some girl in the audience goes, woo! And then just instinctively, I couldn't help it. But I was like, was not expecting, you know, to someone is from Kansas City here in Buffalo, New York. So I go, oh, go Chiefs. Uh-oh. Bills, Buffalo Bills. Lot of fandom, lot of culture around that football team.
We are in Buffalo.
We were in Buffalo. This team has been bad for so long. They're finally good. They've been good the last few years. And the Chiefs knocked them out of the playoffs last year. We played them the night after. It was the worst time in the worst city to ever say go Chiefs. I have a room full of people all screaming at me. And anyway, it ended up being really fun. I like doubled down on it kind of. Then I backtrack. It was a lot of fun. It made a very unforgettable night. I get to the lobby later. This woman comes up. I'm like, hey, let's get a picture. She's like, yeah, of course. Also, I do need to say this. I don't normally tell.
Single.
No. Where is Trey? He's not actually married, is he?
No.
That was just a joke. She goes, you can ask my friends. I don't normally tell people this. And then and I'm, no, I'm getting scared. I'm like, calamari, security guard.
Security.
She's like, I don't normally tell people this. You can ask my friends. But my husband is the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. He's Sean McDermott. And I was like, no way. What are the odds of that? Like, that is just so funny. Like, that she's here. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's not in Kansas City where the game is, that's kind of surprising. But
she goes to every game, but she said she wanted to hang back.
Yeah, needed to see us.
That's probably not true.
I don't know. But it made it very memorable. The fact that I got the room full of people to boo me, and then I recovered by saying Josh Allen is on my fantasy team, and I will jump on a table right now if I need to prove it to you guys. And then, yeah. Jamie McDermott, shout out to you.
Shout out to her.
Such a sweetheart. We're friends now. Really good friends.
Good. Okay, let's dive into... I've been seeing this a lot around the internet. I think we should watch it. It's this Texas A&M, if you're not familiar. They have what? A fraternity club? With all these guys, their whole thing is just to be at the football games and like shout in overalls? Or
yeah, I know it's like an honor to get this job, but I don't understand it.
Thank you for your service. All right, let's watch it. So this is a meeting where the guy is, he's like leading a...
Is it like a student section?
I don't really know.
I don't know either. I haven't seen this video.
I back and came back with just what the customer wanted. Well, the third fella that walked in there didn't seem to know too much about guns or anything for that matter, because he was a graduate of Mississippi State. Well, he walked up to the counter, set his rifle on it, and told Old Rock, sir, I'd like your help finding me a classic stock. Old Rock just smiled and said, be right back. Well, a second later, Old Rock walked in with the entire...
There's an interpreter for sign language, and they... What does his overall say? Good bull Noah?
Sure.
Is it biblical?
Later, Old Rock walked in with the entire Mississippi State football team. Well, that was nasty, foul-smelling.
Okay, where's this leading? What do you think?
This is so strange.
Is it a long joke making... They're just going to say, like, Mississippi State don't know how to, like, load a rifle and...
They smell bad. They don't know guns like we do. Mm-hmm. And
that's my guess.
And they're probably vaccinated. Can you believe that? That's where it ends.
They probably think the earth's round.
Underperforming. Beasts gathered around the counter.
What?
And that fellow looked at Old Rock with a real confused face.
Bees?
And said, Old Rock, what does any of this have to do with the classic stock? Old Rock just chuckled and said, oh, you said a classic stock? I thought you said laughing stock. That's exactly what we're going to do to him, Ags. Going to beat the ever-living, ever loving, compound, complex, fighting Texas Aggie. Tomorrow we bounce back.
This guy should come on the road with us.
Why is he hiking his leg
up? Did he write that? You think?
He had to have. No one.
Oh.
What?
You want a classic stock? I thought you wanted a laughing stock. Because that's what we're going to do to him.
Because that's what we're going to do. Ever loving, ever.
Like I'm struggling to connect the dots.
Did he say compost at one point?
He said compost.
He talked about garbage.
We're going to recycle them, spread them in our gardens, grow vegetables, and throw them away because we all eat beef.
We're going to aerate my front yard. We're going to throw new seed on it. And then we're going to go to Mississippi and plant potatoes because we don't like potatoes. We grow corn here.
Corn.
You guys need to come on YouTube and see this. He keeps hiking his leg up.
Yeah, it's a weird delivery.
It's like a nervous tick. If he has Tourette's, I'm sorry, but also you don't. So Stop hiking your leg up. You look like a dog who can't decide if he's going to pee right now.
Fighting Texas Aggie, happy birthday, Kip.
Oh.
Oh.
Fighting Texas Aggie, Parsons Mounted Cavalry.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to...
They just shot the sign language guy.
Yeah. Yeah, how does a sign language guy do the cannon?
Whoa.
Just points to the cannon.
Go look at the smoke. That's what just happened.
Well,
that was Nagy.
Is he there talking in front of this huge audience?
He's complex! Fighting Texas Aggie tomorrow!
He is. He's getting very little reaction for the 4,000 people that are there.
Oh, that's like 10,000 people at least.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's getting...
Woo-hoo!
Woo! I mean, I love what he's done with his overalls. He's spent a lot of arts and crafts on him.
Yeah, he just went to the gun store one day and thought of, wait...
Hold on.
Stock. Laughing stock.
Laughing stock.
That's it.
Classic stock. I mean, that's not even close to a decent joke.
But
they did
go Aggies.
Beat Alabama, so he's doing something right.
Yeah, now, who's laughing now?
Who's classic stocking now?
That's one of the best wins in a long time. And, you know, I'd imagine that this propelled a lot of that forward motion towards that.
Forward progress, really.
Forward progress.
Yeah. It's what they do in the football field. Get compost. We're going to recycle them.
We're going to recycle them. We don't recycle. What was some of your favorite kind of sports pump-ups or chants? Do y'all have any?
Let's see. I'm a sucker for the wave.
Oh.
About eighth inning of a baseball game, people are starting to get pretty bored. Let's bust the wave out, baby.
You'll get it going?
No.
Okay, you'll just...
I will be like an uncle to the wave. I don't want to take care of it, but I will be there when it needs me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, really like the wave.
That's good.
Also enjoy what the Chiefs do, the tomahawk chop, for as long as we have it. That's fun. You know.
It is. I don't love how every Native American mascot team has the same chant. How come teams do the same one?
I don't know. I was going to
come up with a new one. Come up with a new Native American chant for us.
I don't know if I should.
Okay.
Not going to get me today.
Why was the Kalata Classic the like just as a kid? Is that what they did or did someone make that up?
I don't know.
It's probably derogatory.
That's probably more accurate.
We're just as kids.
I've seen like cowboy and Indian movies back in the day. Not that those are necessarily realistic, but I don't think they were.
I've seen the movies.
They were never being like, hey, there's trouble on the horizon. Ho, 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 ho. I don't think they did that for like, let's get excited, you know.
I've seen, I mean, Pocahontas was a movie. She was elegant.
I used to want to be, there was a stage in my life where I wanted to grow up to be John Smith, like from the movie.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
You wanted to.
I really had.
Hold women captive.
I guess.
Have them guide you.
Pretty good guy in the movie. I remember he like washed his face with like the downspout of like a waterfall, like in this pond.
That's cool.
And I would do that all the time.
Yeah.
I loved washing my face with like standing water.
Yeah. I remember I drank from a creek in my neighborhood once.
Oh, I was all about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to do what John Smith
violently.
Did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the runs.
Those are the runs.
Yeah. There's home video of me just running around my backyard. I mean, I just look like a crazy person. And my parents are like, what are you doing? They're like, the buffalo need me to shoot them now.
Real country boy.
Yeah.
So hand over that gun, Dad. Or as you probably have, just a laughing stock.
Ever loving.
I loved as like junior varsity basketball, there would be like a cheerleading team that have like their little kind of set in stone chants. One was like make that free throw. Yes, you can. Come on, Trey. Sink it in or something. So then several times a game, you know, some of the players they didn't know. So be like, what's his name? And you'd just be like, D'Angelo. And like, come on, D'Angelo, sink it in. And he's like, my name is Marcus. That was a great
Got
one.
Got him.
That was always fun. Throw off your own teammates. I love that. I loved to, when I was injured my whole year and I was going to play the last few games of the year and I didn't care anymore.
What sport?
Basketball.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be fun to, I mean, I just went up there and I just jacked NBA three-pointers and I made one and I was like doing the douchey celebrations.
Yeah.
JV is more fun than varsity. That's what people don't realize. That was actually smart to make JV.
Yeah.
Instead.
I specifically remember.
Really think about it.
Like JV on a homecoming night was the place to be.
Oh yeah.
Because everyone's already there. They don't want to miss like, between JV and varsity is when they do the ceremony, right. The crowning. So yeah, if you have a good JV game fourth quarter, you're playing ball for the whole town.
And it's just easier because they're not as good.
Also, they suck at
basketball.
Yeah,
it's more fun for me. And then you're just going to hang out after.
Yeah, we're going to the snack bar. I'm getting a Snickers, maybe nachos.
Yeah.
See what Samantha Lurvy's up to.
Late night Sonic. Maybe get a lemon berry slush.
Didn't have that.
A little foot long if I'm feeling fun.
Okay. Calamari.
Sock it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Late night Sonic.
We had to go into
every small town.
We had to go into the city to get Sonic.
Do you have a Sonic now?
No. We have Sunflower Tan.
Sonic's a great small town staple, though.
Yeah, Sonic is awesome. I didn't really discover it till college. Sonic and Chick-fil-A, I didn't really know. Never really had it.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
Sonic Happy Hour, man. I've always been a Happy Hour guy.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. I remember in college, a girl asked me to get drinks, and I was like, I mean, we're past Happy Hour, so why would I go after 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
She's like this Friday. I was like, between 2 and 4?
Between 2 and 4, I can
that. I can get drinks between 2 and 4.
We're going with my mother, getting a little half-off drink. And every time, I'd say, could I get those cheddar peppers? But they're like $3.99.
Yep.
Rare occasions, she'd give me the go-ahead, and whoa. What's tough with the cheddar peppers?
hot on the inside.
Tough with the cheddar peppers is it's tough to two-bite it. It's tough to bite through the jalapeno to...
Yeah.
But it's a journey you got to go on, and it's over quick.
Hmm.
My favorite kind.
While we're on the food topic still, I want to talk about something I saw on TikTok this week.
Please.
You're familiar with Crumble Cookie, right? The overpriced, over-caloried sugar cookie.
Crumble Cookie. It's kind of taken over. It's the new cookie wave. They're really...
It's big in the burbs. Yeah.
Big in the burbs. White people love their cookies.
So the one of the co-founders of Crumble Cookie.
But it is kind of genius. If you don't know what Crumble Cookies is, it's blowing up. But it's, how did no one think of this? It's just a cookie shop, but they have new flavors every week. So, which is genius, right? Like, I don't know if you've gotten to this point. It's like how some restaurants I really like to go to, but they don't change their menus often enough.
Mm.
So I'm kind of like, I want to go back, but I've already gotten the same things.
And Crumble every
weekly.
Week, new flavor.
Like imagine if there's a restaurant you loved or like a fast food and like every week, you don't know what we're going to be offering.
Taco Bell. Yeah. Just repackage it the same way.
Yeah.
They get it.
They get it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely true. All of a sudden, we're going to put a taco inside of a chicken breast that we deep fried.
Well, I haven't done this before. I got to go.
I've got to try that.
I got to see this in person. Yeah, it really
maybe
is. Kind
that
of...
won't give me
maybe.
It always does, and I always like it.
It truly is kind of the Taco Bell formula because it works for them. It's like, well, I've never heard that fake Spanish word.
Well, I'm at least sad once a week late at night.
Yeah.
Let's try a Diablos rolled up potato. Yeah.
Quesalicta?
Burrito with Cheetos in it.
Sounds fun.
Dipped in Mountain Dew. Okay.
One of the Crumble Cookie founders is on TikTok, and he's down bad. He is down bad. He is...
too many cookies?
Throwing himself out there. He's just...
Or no one wants his cookies.
He is... Yeah. I think he's got cookies to offer, but nobody wants them. So here's a... This is a TikTok I found of his. It says, boyfriend application. Oh, here we go. I'm Sawyer, in a suit.
29.
From Utah. Now I'm shirtless on the beach. Sleeveless cutoff. I'm into fitness. Founder of Crumble Cookies.
Oh.
So I've seen numerous women duetting this on TikTok.
Like
being like
come, yes.
I will take your icing.
Really?
Kind of thing. Yeah. And
Sawyer from Utah. That's great.
The here are some of the top comments. Where'd it go? I hope Mrs. Crumble is celiac so you finally include us in your cookies. Just getting roasted.
That's great.
The top comment is, hey, Sawyer, care to explain why you're making my 15-year-old part-time sis work 8-hour shifts closing alone? Also, she gets paid $8 an hour.
Making me. Wow. Poor the slave driver over at Crumble, man.
Yeah.
Put the cookies away.
Yeah, he's I think
are we ever gonna bring back the jelly bean cookie? Because I want more, man.
Oh, I love some more, man. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a red flag that he's 29 and in Utah and not married. I mean, that is something's off. Something's not right.
Yeah. I mean, he put all that that frustration into the cookies, I guess.
Yeah. The new flavor is just going to be just anything.
What do you want to call the company, Sawyer? We're here to invest. We like you. I just want some crumble. That's my love life. It's all crumbling.
If I wanted to call anything, I just want her to call me back. Really is what I want.
Yeah.
That's the call.
Call me back, cookies.
Call me back, cookies, please.
Let's make the Jessica cookie. It can be an all white cookie that gets broken in half.
Oh, take it out of the compost. Make a calamari cookie. He's got another TikTok that says how to become Mrs. Crumble.
Oh, that's...
Move to Utah. Love cookies. Know how to bake. That's a weird list.
Whoa. That is pretty Utah. Move here.
You
get in the kitchen.
And never leave.
And eat. Okay, I'm going to...
That's the only attorney, thing.
But I think you're cute. You better learn the family recipe and get... That 15-year-old's going to take your spot, Mrs. Crumble. I love how move to Utah's the first one. He's like, this is where...
I don't want you to already be here.
Yeah.
I want you to move in from out of town.
I've met all of them. So we're going to need to start going a little international here with the strategy.
You ever been online and you can't find results? You have to expand your search. That's kind of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. I need a wider audience.
And you will work in one of the 29 locations and growing.
Yes. Fast-moving franchise. You will be working in one of them. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find if there's any other good comments.
That's good.
It's a lot of dudes being like, are you sure you don't want a Mr. Crumble? Oh, I'm seeing a lot of those comments, actually.
It's insensitive.
That's got to be tough.
That's tough.
Because, like, how do I make it more obvious that I'm so desperate for a girlfriend?
It's like, you make cookies for a living. The cookie idea is great. Have you had any of the cookies?
Yeah, not that often. Actually, my Mormon friend is the one who introduced me to crumble cookies. Now that I think about it, the Mormon leg. Yeah, and he loves them. He's like always like, dude, you see crumble cookies, new flavor this week? I'm like, no,
well,
no
Mormons
one else knows.
Love cookies because that's kind of their pleasures, right?
That's their alcohol, yeah, I think.
That's their alcohol. That's their frappuccino. Right?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Cookies. I've had the cookies. They're fine, but you and I both, we said we're cookie purists.
Right.
I don't need a peanut butter, chocolatey, fudgy. Just give me a clean, classic chocolate chip. We're purists in that way.
Just me and a cookie in a bunk on a bus together. That's it. I don't need a king-size bed. I don't need a warm shower. Just me and the cookie alone.
I mean, have you had a crumble cookie that's as good as an oatmeal cream pie?
I don't know. Oatmeal cream pie, you know what you're getting. And it's going to be amazing every time.
So good. What is the cream and all the... Debbie. What is Debbie's cream? Because it's so good, but who knows what it is?
Right? It's kind of like a Victoria's Secret thing.
Yes. Boom.
Boom. Like, I would like to see little Debbie in Victoria's Secret. I'll say it. I'd like to see it.
Stop it.
I'd like to see it. You know, in the joggers. In the joggers.
In the joggers.
With pink across the hiney.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nice.
Those are.
Remember that trend?
Pink on the hiney, you knew to steer clear of those girls. Oh, man.
And their names were Brandy.
Yeah.
Or something.
It Savannah. Was... Yeah. Yes, dude.
There were V's and I's in places you'd never seen before.
Yeah. Savannah definitely had pink on her booty, and you had to watch what you were doing.
It's like, if I hang out with her, I'm not telling my mom. Mm-mm. She would not approve.
Yeah. It's like, you want to go to prom with her,
but you know
she wants you to, but you can't. It's just not... She might show up with pink on her prom dress and you'd live that down the rest of your life, the photos.
I will go through like a second stage of puberty being with her in that moment.
It's too soon.
It's not going to be good.
Not going to be good.
Yeah.
Too soon.
What was your favorite stage? We're talking about middle school girls fashion. Pink sweatpants, Sophie shorts, gaucho pants.
Gaucho pants. The.
It was like if you hung curtains from a girl's waist.
Okay. The Sophies were I mean, the lowest quality of clothing I think I've ever seen on a person.
That was, yeah, it was like something I wouldn't wipe my butt with. Yeah. I'd be like, this is too scratchy.
I'd be like, if I went to someone's house, like, here's this material you can use for a blanket. I'd be like, do you have anything at all? Like, I don't know where this has been. It's like, it's got like little balls on it from wear and tear.
Yeah.
Sophie's was an impressive feat to be pulled off. I think, I'm trying to remember all of them. The headbands had a big day. They're coming back around.
Yeah.
But the pink
brand.
Yeah, those were a hilarious one. I do have to say I like those. The pink brand and just all the Abercrombie.
Sure.
It's great. It's the skort. I think the skort. The skort tops the list for
made
me.
Made its rounds in Oklahoma, huh?
Yeah.
Good functional. For you guys. Functional, yeah.
You know, made sure nothing weird was going to happen.
Maybe she plays tennis. I'm into that. Yeah.
Skort.
She didn't.
Great word.
Fun word.
Spork.
Spork. Skort.
Skort.
Yeah.
Whenever you combine two words like that, it just makes sense.
It's awesome. It's an amphibious. Like what we were talking about earlier.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Like a night out.
What about you?
I was going to ask, did your sister ever have the snap bracelets? Because those were fun.
Those were fun.
Those were fun.
Yes. Those were around. I remember... What was your favorite male fashion? It was a big tank top phase.
Yeah, 2011.
Just to really rock the tanks.
Tanks were awesome.
Yep. But I think the new trend these days are girls are almost wearing a bikini to class. So
is it? See, I haven't been in a lot of high school hallways like you have, so I don't know.
Is that right?
Yeah, what they're wearing. But do you ever go through a... what are they called? Oh, Chacos face. You ever get down on those?
No, I refused.
Yeah, I never really did either.
The Chacos got out of control. I was like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the Chacos. It's like strapping a brick to your foot. These things were huge. I wasn't going to do that. Couldn't do the Chacos. I never got into the jean shorts thing. There's a little weird phase where and then the Chacos were particularly annoying to me though. Yes.
What about Crocs?
I got my first pair recently.
Oh, yeah, the ranch dressing
Crocs are in. Yeah, they sent me, thank you, Crocs, send me ranch dressing Crocs. And they're pretty, very practical.
I mean, they must
slip them on, comfortable. And now they're popular. They're still not cool, right? There's no way anyone sees on their feet like, okay, bro, I see you in those rainbow Crocs. But I guess they're now acceptable.
Hey, Mr. Crumble and the rainbow Crocs.
I think we're just, as a society, every generation is going to be like, let's just, the comfort is kind of the thing. Crocs and sweats, and eventually we're like, let's just straight up, everyone just walk around with like a blankie around their just shoulders.
Tape a pillow to the back of your head.
Yeah.
Just be as comfy as possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That looks like a pretty comfy sweatshirt you got there. What it brand is my is favorite. That? That is nice.
It says it.
That's the brand?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, not a strong reader. So.
It's kind of a Hypebeast thing.
Is it?
I don't want to be awkward about it, but you know me.
It Crocs is probably like...
essentials.
Like having a guy me like too. Me ask what brand it is, you're like, dude, this is like a really nice brand. You literally don't even know what it
it's
is.
It's the most comfortable. It's the best hoodie I own.
Okay. It's called Essentials. If you're not on YouTube, I can read now. It says Essentials. It's tan. It looks really nice.
I did have it was funny. In one of the shows I had on Jason Scott shirt, shout out to Jason Scott. He makes like a premium just comfort t-shirts and stuff. It's like a gray t-shirt.
Okay.
And he's kind of I've got connected with him. He's kind of a buddy of mine. And so he hooked me up with his shirts.
Nice.
But the shirt I had on, it's probably like $100 t-shirt.
Oh, okay, cool.
So like, if that's your game, that's great. Go check it out. But for most people, it's, you know.
A little too much.
So I had like a fan be like, dude, it was a couple meet me. Like, she was like, what's this shirt? I'm trying to get my hubby a new shirt. It's like, what is it? I was like, Jason Scott. It's a friend of mine. I'm trying to be like,
I didn't pay full price.
I don't need it. I didn't pay for it. And they're like, really, like, where is it? And they're like, DM me after, like, where is it? And I was like, I'm just not going to tell them. They're going to look it up and be like, this guy, I know him.
We appreciate each other's work. I thanked him for his service. That's how I got here. Jeez.
Let's end with a little triggered segment. How about we?
Let's trigger it to end it.
Let's try to end with a little triggered. I just got triggered pretty, very recently. Just a quick mini triggered. The Uber driver from the airport.
Yep.
We're sitting in the terminal, and I watch him drive past us. I call him and go, "Was that you driving past us?" He's like, "Oh yeah, okay, I'll be right back."
So oh, you meant him. This airport? Oh, oh. Okay. I'll turn around.
I thought.
Okay.
5 minutes to come back around, and I just watch him drive right by us again.
Like, we already told you the door.
And park 125 yards down the terminal. So I call him, like, "No, I told you I'm at the door C, that's labeled C7.
The doors are labeled for this very reason.
C7. He's like, "Yes, sir, at C7. Mm-mm. I'm like, "No, wait, is that you? I think I see you. Is that you getting out of your car right now talking on the phone?" "Yes." "You are not, I'm at C7. You are not."
"I see about 7 miles between us."
"Yes."
"In distance."
"Is that what?" He's like, he's like getting pissed. "I'm at C7. I see it." I'm like, What sign do you see above the door? It should say C and then a number. And he goes, H5. I'm like, "Oh, this guy's screwing with me.
H1N1, the virus."
So cancel. New Uber. Got one immediately. Good to go.
All right.
It was the same guy.
Yeah, he's back for more. The recycler.
And then he's like, he's like, "I picked up another tray. Was that you?" And I was like, "No."
That's weird.
That was awkward because we didn't leave on a good note. And we were fine.
You're good. But that was triggering.
A thing that's been triggering me lately. I've more and more people in my life getting pregnant, having children.
Okay.
And this is the most. I don't know if anyone's going to agree with me on this. It's been irking me a lot. It's the most nonsensical game we've been playing, where someone's pregnant and they're about to like discover the gender, and they send out messages to everyone like, "All right, everyone, we'd love for you to kind of like take your guess at what it'll be before we find out."
Oh. No one has done this to me. I'm so glad.
It's like the most uncontrollable thing in the whole world, probably.
Yeah.
Just a 50-50.
It's like the most
You're good.
Essentials is the name of the hoodie. Yeah. And I honestly can't get it. It's oh my gosh.
Yep, that's okay.
Things are falling. Let me get it this time. It's like more than a coin toss. It's like statistically, why do I keep on? All right, it's statistically.
It sounds a lot like a word that
I'm a sadist. Okay. I'm a sadistly. You get it. It's 50-50. Two face.
Like, yeah, it's just I've been getting them. I've been had a handful of these. I don't participate. I don't. I refuse. Just boy or girl. I'm like I don't. And it's to me. I don't care what it is.
It doesn't matter.
Or what about some of these couples where they really overdo the whole like he really doesn't want a girl, so just
oh yeah, pray for me. That's not a funny joke. That's I don't think you should. Yeah,
that was funny in the '60s, I think. But it's if it's a girl, we're gonna throw her down the alley. That's how they joked a few hundred years ago.
Yeah,
but it's 2021, and you're like, just prayers. I don't have a girl. I'm like, what are you? Are you gonna actually not? You should be like 7 years old. It's like I wanted a boy the whole time. So the fact that I'm not around is not. Again,
look,
I had my friends guess. It was 62% boy. All the signs were pointing.
You're going to play football no matter what. That's what I want
yeah.
in a kid, okay? You're playing football.
Sorry. Get over here, Derek, the girl. Maybe Derek's a girl. People don't know that.
Maybe they have been the whole time.
Those have been my big. Okay. I understand it gets kind of funny if you have three girls. And you're pregnant with the fourth. Like I could, yeah, maybe we could have a cheeky joke or two. Like, are you going to have another? It's like baby number one. It's like, holy crap. If it's a girl, I'm going to lose it. Like, well, okay. You're
really,
why'd you even get into this?
Yeah. If that's how you feel, maybe,
yeah.
Maybe get a boy dog.
You should have never been taking the group shower at the venue if you didn't want to go.
You got yourself into this. My triggered is also something that happened pretty recently. On the flight, I'm in an aisle seat, fast asleep. It felt like a good nap.
Oh, I witnessed this.
Did you see this? Okay.
Oh, I would have swung.
I get a tap on the shoulder from the guy sitting next to me in the window seat, and I'm kind of coming to realizing, oh, he wants out. I had to realize this because he says no words to me. He's just sitting there, just looking at me, tapping me on the shoulder. I'm like, I guess he wants out. And so I'm trying to push the button on my armrest, and maybe that'll pull the armrest up like to give me room to get out. And I mean, it's been a second and a half. I'm trying to figure out if it, next thing I know, he is in my lap. I mean, this guy, just he is on top of me.
Excuse me.
I'm like, if you're going to do this, why even wake me up?
I've never seen anyone attempt that.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
To not allow the person to get up in the aisle, just try to, like,
I hadn't
mount you and shimmy over your body.
I had not moved yet. I was in the same position I was in while sleeping, and he's just on top of me. I was Santa. He was telling me he wanted an Xbox, you know? Just like, oh my gosh.
That was...
I don't ever do this in
public. Wasn't it a kid?
I think it must have been. I think it was a high school kid.
Really weird.
Yeah, it's like, dude.
He's just over there. He's like, excuse me. He's like, I promise. No, I promise I'm not that big. I'm 16, by the way.
No, it's okay.
So it makes it...
It can be...
It'll only be a moment.
No, don't say calamari. Let's say fettuccine. Okay. Let's do a new one. Yeah,
oh my
he was
gosh.
In my lap, and I just did this with my arms. I just raised my arms. I was like, are you serious? Like, yeah. Let me move out of the seat.
Whoa.
And anyway, I was curious. He had my attention, though, because he had some big old, like, headphones on, and he was going to town on GarageBand on his iPad. Like, I think he might have been, like, there might have been some August Rush type stuff going on next to me. Like, he seriously was, like, a whiz. I've never seen anyone spend more than 10 minutes on GarageBand. It's this thing where it's like, this is kind of fun. Boo, ki, boo, boo, ki. You know, you do that. Yeah, you're all right, I'm bored. He had, like, a full, like, 16-track production. He was playing the piano on his iPad.
Wow.
It's like, I kind of want to ask what he's cooking up here.
Right.
But I don't want it to come with, like, I'll show it to you if I get to go to the bathroom again.
Yeah.
And I was like, look.
Only way you can really hear it how I would like you to hear it is if you let me put the headphones in you while I straddle.
And I'm happy to say I let him do it again. And afterwards, I thanked him for his service.
Great.
It was beautiful.
Well, that's another episode of Correct Opinions. Thank you all for listening, as always. And we getting to meet so many of y'all. So
it
come
is
see
awesome.
Us on tour. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Got plenty of cities left. And that's it.
Bring
Thank
me an oatmeal
service.
Cream pie if you come to the show.
Yep.
Or pizza. Thank you.
Bye. Correct Opinions.